Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
So boundaries have been coming up a lot in my world lately.
Right. And in the grand tradition of boundaries, we are in a space that borders other spaces. So, you know, you always hear background noise with us.
Yes.
And we're okay with that. Just, you know, if you hear somebody talking or power tools or something, that happens. That's mm-hmm. life.
Right.
Those are our boundary issues with sound.
Sound boundaries. Soundries.
Soundries. We're having soundry issues today. I love puns. It's a huge topic, though. So
yes.
When we discussed it, we thought, okay, we have to break it down into teeny tiny, as I like to say, the little chicken nuggets of yes. wisdom.
Bite size.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wait, hold on. Nobody told me we had to be wise about it.
Okay, yapping. How's that?
We're just talking.
We're just talking here. Messy. Yeah. So one of the things you said was how to establish
yes.
some boundaries. And what are the impetus? Impetai? I don't know. I'm not using big words this time. I'm just going to be a dork. So what is the catalyst of each of the boundaries that you use? And we talked about boundaries and guidelines versus rules.
Right, right. So with me, you know, when you're talking about setting boundaries, and like you said, there is a big difference between boundaries and rules. Actually, White Nerd is the one that really broke it down for me very simply to say that boundaries are about me and what I'm comfortable with, whereas rules are things that I'm trying to implement on someone else.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Isn't he great?
I'm glad I have a smart person around. Shit.
So, and I think that's a really good way to look at it is that if I'm imposing a rule, I'm trying to force you to give me something that I want. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I'm expressing a boundary, I'm telling you what I'm comfortable with. Now, it's up to me to also determine consequences if those boundaries are breached.
Right. And some of them are like deal breaker boundaries, where some
right.
of them can be a bit fungible, where you kind of revisit them. Mm-hmm. And that's an important part in a relationship, I think, because you've heard me say this a million times about how boundaries and guidelines are good for me. You know, I know where the edges are mm-hmm. and everything, but I don't have a lot of use for rules because if everyone followed the rules, there would be no guacamole. There would be no spaceships. Think
right.
of all the things there wouldn't be if you just followed the rules.
Right. Innovation isn't guided by rules.
Right. But innovation does need boundaries and guidelines.
Absolutely.
For you to follow so that you don't just fuck everything up and
right.
blow up the whole world.
Right. This is why scientists haven't introduced time travel. I feel like that's an ethical
Have
issue.
They?
I feel like it exists, but they're not.
We went to a play this weekend where maybe so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that got you thinking about boundaries again. It seems mm-hmm. to be coming up in your life a lot.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Not just in my professional life. Obviously, when I work with clients, it comes up pretty frequently. Because when I recognize that a client is uncomfortable with something, then we start delving into, is this a boundary for you?
Mm-hmm.
And my perspective on boundaries is that they are guided by our values and they're guided by our needs. And so when we want to implement a boundary, we have to understand the background. So we have to understand what the value is or what need we're trying to get met in establishing this boundary.
Okay, so as an example, we used to have sort of a rule. It was spoken, unspoken. It was a little bit of both of be out all night, let me know where you are. Like, our big pillars in communication are honesty, safety, and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Very big deal for both of us. Respect also being no surprises.
Right.
And safety being no surprises, like, let me know where you are, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, for a long time, we had this sort of agreement, somewhere between a boundary and rule, I guess, agreement that it doesn't matter how late you're out, be home by the time I wake up.
Okay, yeah.
I violated that by accident at one point. I felt horrible, right? Because I fell asleep at someone's house. And when I came home, I knew I was in some deep shit. So I had no defense. Like, my only defense was, I'm so sorry, I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, we talked about what was the need behind that agreement.
Right, right.
Because I said, for example, have you ever taken a nap with somebody during the day?
Mm-hmm.
And so you wake up next to them, you go to sleep next to them. Does the time of day make a difference? You know, have you woken up without me here on nights when I'm out with my girlfriends doing something, mm-hmm. girl party, something like that? So we discussed what was the need behind it, mm-hmm. and then adjusted what our thinking was after that.
Right. Yeah. And it's important to have those conversations. Because sometimes we, like, especially people, I notice this a lot with people who are just exploring. So people who are just opening up, or people who are just getting into the BDSM lifestyle, mm-hmm. And they're navigating all of these things, and they're trying to create boundaries, but they're not addressing why they're creating these boundaries. And I think when people start to analyze their boundaries, a lot of times they recognize that it is society speaking. It's society's voice. It's their mother's voice. It's their father's voice. It's whoever else's voice that's inside their head saying, this should be in place.
I think the other reason that you put these restrictions or these rules is that perception of need. It's not an actual need.
Right.
But you perceive that you need to have some control over what's happening. Like, if you say, okay, well, you can go fuck all the people you want as long as you don't have any emotional entanglements.
Right.
Well, we've seen over and over again how that works out, how much control you have over emotions.
Right.
Or you can only do this amount of stuff with them, or that amount. And then things get murky, mm-hmm. and people make mistakes.
Right, right. And I will say, you know, a need for control is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it gets a bad rap a lot of times, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's how you express that.
Yeah.
And that's where people kind of get the rub of, like, you know, they put their foot down and they make a, you know, hard boundary, or a, you know, hard limit in, like, BDSM. It's like, this is a hard limit, never going to do this.
Yeah, in relationship terms, sometimes it's called a deal breaker.
Right, right. And I understand deal breakers, and that's fine. But you have to be willing to deal with the consequences, you know, when you get to that point. Because once you set a boundary, it's how you decide to follow through with that boundary.
So I was going to say, you spoke about consequences, and not necessarily enforcement of boundaries, right. but what are the consequences? If this happens, mm-hmm. this will happen, the cause and effect of things.
Right. And I think understanding what you're capable of as well, when it comes to setting boundaries. It's like, if I know that I'm capable of handling this, but I know that I'm not capable of handling this. And so when that boundary gets crossed, then what are your consequences for that?
Well, this is where I get to use trigger in a good way.
Okay.
Where it triggers a conversation in my head.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that automatically you need to stop with your person, people, whatever, and say, what's going on here? What's happening? Where are we each in our headspace? Where are our needs? Why was this there in the first place?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And revisiting these conversations, I feel like that's a common theme for a lot of aspects of relationships, is that constant communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, sometimes we do reevaluate our boundaries and realize that, oh, maybe this was coming from somewhere else, or I had a need at this time, but I don't have that need now.
Right, the sleepover thing, that was something that was a holdover from our 20s when we started to kind of negotiate the landscape of our relationship.
Right.
And through a lot of our 30s, we were busy with other things, and we had a long time where it was just the two of us and there was monogamy. And then when things changed again, we unfortunately did not revisit some of those agreements. So yes, even though I have been a non-monogamous person my whole life, that does not mean I'm any smarter about it than anyone else. Just want to say that now. Everybody looks at me like, ooh, tell me about it. Like I'm some...
You're the oracle.
Like I'm wizard of non-monogamy. No, I'm human and I fuck up all the time.
Yes.
Like I said, first, just apologize. Get that out of the way and say, I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can enter the conversation. Like I said, trigger in a good way.
Right.
I found it. Yay. I found the holy grail of triggers.
Yay. But yeah, I think, you know, when we start to reevaluate our needs as we get older, as we grow, as we learn more about ourselves, it really helps in, you know, building toward like the ideal relationship, I guess.
And this is one of the reasons.
If that's a thing.
I think that you're advised when you are first opening up, if you have not entered a relationship with a more open situation, whether it be kink or non-monogamy or whatever, that you move at the pace of the slowest person and what their needs are, because it is a lot less hurt feelings. And you also take some time to read, to research, to talk to people, to explore things before you just
jump into it. Right. Hey, we're open. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's get naked. Let's get out the whips. Let's do this. No. Because that leads to the postmortem of guilt and regret and shame and like bad shit.
And when you recognize you fucked it up. I mean, and it does happen.
You will fuck it up.
Right.
Along the way.
One of my groups that's coming up is literally How We Effed It Up. That's what it's called. Because I want other people to hear that they're not alone, for one. Mm. And for two, to get the advice, you know, before possibly they fuck it up.
Right. I always say it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it is when. Because any sort of relationship, if you have the most like vanilla plain one, you're going to have those bumps in the road that you have to navigate. You have to decide how you're going to navigate them.
Right.
All relationships have boundaries. Our relationship, me and Sarah, we have boundaries that we have established over several years, and we piss each other off and we mess up and we disagree on things, and that's how we've learned how to fight a little. And that's another one we're going to be talking about, besides we've mentioned privacy versus secrecy. Right. We've mentioned learning how to fight with each other. These are all boundaries that we will be talking about soon.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a big thing. So we just chose this little piece of it of
figure out where the boundary is coming from, understand the need and the value behind it, and then distinguishing between boundaries and rules.
What's my motivation?
Exactly. In actor language.
I hate that. I hate that question. But really, it's when you can admit the truth to yourself of what you need and why you need it, it is a lot easier to express it to someone.
Right. Right. And I think that takes a lot of self-evaluation.
And courage.
Yes.
Definitely courage. And it takes courage to hear what the other person needs as well and negotiate that. So good luck to you. See how wise we sound? I told you. Nuggets of wisdom. Chicken nuggets of wisdom. Bok, bok. Bok, bok. Oh, gosh. We're not wise.
I'm just back to chickens. Food.
All right. It's time for food.
Comments, questions, knock, knock jokes?
Shoot us an email. talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.